All right, folks, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage even when life throws those curveballs our way. Dylan Brooks here, your trusty guide through this sometimes crazy, often chaotic journey we call life. Ever wonder why certain things just make you feel so good, while others leave you feeling like a deflated balloon? We're talking about the gut feeling, the instant reaction, whether it's a burst of joy at seeing your pet wag their tail, or a sinky feeling when you realize you've forgotten something crucial. Today we're diving into the science behind these emotional responses, understanding what happens in our brains and bodies to trigger those highs and lows. It's fascinating stuff, trust me. Here are five key takeaways that'll blow your mind, I promise. First off, it all starts with a tiny brain region called the amygdala. Think of it as your personal alarm system constantly scanning for threats or rewards. When something exciting happens, like scoring the winning goal in a game or receiving a compliment, your amygdala lights up, releasing dopamine, that feel-good chemical we all crave. But on the flip side, when faced with danger or stress, your amygdala triggers the fight-or-flight response, flooding your system with adrenaline and cortisol, leaving you feeling anxious or panicked. Second, our past experiences play a huge role in shaping these emotional responses. Think about it. If you've had a bad experience at a particular restaurant, even if everything is perfect this time around, that initial negativity might linger. Your brain remembers those past feelings and can sometimes make you feel anxious or worried before you've even tasted the food. Third, our social connections influence us deeply. We're wired for belonging and connection. Feeling loved and supported makes us feel good. Studies have shown that loneliness can trigger similar responses in the brain as physical pain. So, prioritizing those strong relationships is essential for our emotional well-being. Fourth, our thoughts directly impact how we feel. Ever notice how negative thoughts spiral can send your mood plummeting? That's because our mind has this incredible ability to create our own reality. By actively challenging negative thoughts and focusing on positive ones, we can shift our emotions for the better. Remember, you have the power to choose your thoughts. Choose wisely. And finally, remember that it's okay to feel a range of emotions. We're human, after all. The key is learning to manage these feelings constructively. Instead of trying to suppress negative emotions, acknowledge them, understand their triggers, and find healthy ways to cope, whether it's through exercise, meditation, journaling, or simply taking a deep breath and reminding yourself that this feeling won't last forever. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street on a beautiful day, sunshine beaming, birds singing their happy tunes. You see your friend waving across the street. You feel a rush of warmth, happiness, maybe even a little bit of excitement to catch up. See that? That's your amygdala doing its thing, triggering those dopamine releases because seeing your friend is a positive experience associated with connection and joy. But then, just as you're enjoying the moment, you trip over a crack in the sidewalk and sprain your ankle. Ouch. Suddenly, you're feeling pain, frustration, maybe even a bit of fear about what this means for your day. Now, that's your amygdala reacting to the threat or potential harm, triggering those stress hormones and making you feel anxious and vulnerable. The point is, life throws us curveballs constantly, both good and bad. It's how we react to these situations, how we manage those emotional responses, that truly matters. So, remember this. Your brain is an incredible tool learning to understand its workings can empower you to take control of your emotions and live a more fulfilling life. Focus on cultivating positive experiences, nurturing your relationships, challenging negative thoughts, and managing stress effectively. Remember, you are not defined by your feelings. You have the power to choose how you react to them. Keep that stoic spirit strong, keep those anxieties in check, and remember, we're all in this together. Now go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little dose of calm, control, and courage, and leave a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep striving for that inner peace. We'll catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.